How's it going, everybody? It's Warren. Welcome back to my channel, The Cosmic Wonder, where we talk about all things Marvel, everything relating to the MCU, and the SPUMC, or the Sony Pictures Universe of Marvel Characters. And we have some breaking news concerning both of those universes today. We have some news about Spider-Man 3 and Venom 2, as Sony has officially commented on the release of both of these films. And it's about time, because everybody's really been wondering, what's up with Venom 2? We haven't gotten an official teaser trailer for it yet, and nobody really knows when it's going to come out. And as far as Spider-Man 3 is concerned, we just heard yesterday that the production of the film is pushed back to 2021. So an official response from Sony is really good timing. So we'll break it all down in this video and talk about what it means for the future. But first, if you're new, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the latest Marvel news. And so you can enter this week's giveaway for a chance to win a Gladiator Hulk Funko Pop. So, at Bank of America's 2020 Media, Communications, and Entertainment Conference, Sony Pictures Entertainment Chairman Tony Vinciquiera commented on what they plan to do with some of their specific films releasing in 2020, 2021, and beyond. And really, what it comes down to is the pandemic, and this is what he had to say. What we won't do is make the mistake of putting a very, very expensive $200 million movie out in the market unless we're sure that the theaters are open and operating at a significant capacity. He went on to say, "You'll see a lot of strange things happen over the next 6 months in how films are released, how they're scheduled, how they're marketed. But once we get back to normal, we will have learned a lot, I think, and found ways to do things that are somewhat different and hopefully better." Now, what this means is that they're not going to release big films that cost them a lot of money during the pandemic. As long as theaters aren't open at pretty much full capacity, they're not going to release Venom 2 or Spider-Man 3. And we've already kind of seen that mindset. They've pushed Venom 2 back already, they pushed the release date of Spider-Man 3 back, and just recently again, they delayed the production of the film until 2021. And unfortunately, this seems to be the take of most major studios, as Black Widow, we found out, will most likely be delayed as well. And this primarily has to do with Tenet only doing about $20 million domestically in the opening weekend. Tenet was built up to be, and was supposed to be, one of the biggest movies of all time, and it most likely still will be, but obviously $20 million domestically over the weekend, opening weekend, isn't nothing to brag about. It may be in the circumstances given the pandemic, but if things were normal, this number is not that significant. And essentially that's what Sony is saying, they're not going to release these super high budget films to only make a little bit of their money back. So unfortunately, as long as this pandemic is going and all of the theaters aren't opened back up, Sony is not going to release Venom 2 or Spider-Man 3. The pandemic is not likely going away anytime soon, but hopefully it can get somewhat in control over the next, let's say, half a year, and hopefully we can get Venom 2 and Spider-Man 3 in 2021 and not have to wait until 2022. Unfortunately, the situation is what it is, but let me know what you think in the comments down below. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date on all of the latest news so you're in the know about everything. As always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.